extend a welcome to each one gathered here this morning, and greetings in Jesus' precious name. We're gathered together from various churches and also geographical areas, counties, provinces, and states. But I trust that we have a common goal, to stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. There's a song in our hymn books, the hymns of the church, concerning our school, and I really like it. I'd like to read verse 2 of 437 in opening here. Courage grant us, blessed Jesus, minds aglow and hearts set free. Help us brave the path before us, wielding wisdom's golden key. From our studies and our teachers, we will bear the torch of truth. Holding high the gospel banner, we will serve thee in our youth. And verse 1 is serving God with heaven in view. May that be our desire as school board members, leaders, parents, in relation to our school. We'll have two opening numbers in song. Brother Richard Gerber is going to come forward and lead us in that. After singing, Brother Perry Byler will come forward and lead us in a devotional and prayer.
Good morning to all. Greetings in Christ's name in Hymn of the Church, number 6. Number 101.
Thank you. Good morning to each of you. I greet you in the name of Jesus this morning. It's a blessing to be gathered together in this way. You know, this morning, when I think of this event and, you know, the focus on our Christian schools, this morning, is the Christian school something that is precious to you? What is your vision for your school? Is your vision for your school to continue? Or is it too much work? Does it cost too much? You know, this morning when I think about this, about our schools, my mind goes in several different directions. My mind goes back to the brethren who had a vision for the Christian school. You know, there was men who put effort into it, who sacrificed for it. And, you know, they put the time and effort into something that they felt was important. You know, I also think about the current time. Where are we at today? Are we living out the vision that those men had? Do we also have that vision? And my mind goes into the future. You know, what direction are we going? Is the path that we are on going to support? To provide a stable place for our children to build on? What direction is our trajectory taking us? You know, if we could see 50 or 100 years into the future, and we think about the trajectory that we are on, where would that place us? Is what we are doing today setting a foundation, a solid foundation for the future generations to build on? Or is it going in the other direction? This morning I'd like to read several verses from Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. And just briefly out of these verses, I'd like to take three thoughts. The one is the thought of possessing the land. And the second one is the blessings that we have not worked for. And the third one is a warning that we do not forget God in these blessings that we have. Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whither you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command thee, thou and thy son's son, all the days of thy life, that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it may be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be, when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto our fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of good things which thou fillest not, and wells digged which thou diggest not, and vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, then beware lest thou forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by his name. Could continue reading here. And there are also many other thoughts that could be taken out of this scripture. But when we think of possessing the land, you know, in our day to day, there is lands to possess. We can spiritualize this. There is work for us to do. There are victories for us to win in our lives today. We are called to faithfulness, just as the Israelites were in their time. We are called to obedience to God. And as we live these things, we are also called to teach them to our children. continually teaching and instructing our children as we go through life. And I believe that providing Christian schools is also a part of this. We are responsible. We are responsible for the influence that we allow our children to be exposed to. I'm going to go through these fairly quickly. The blessings that we have not worked for in verse 10. And now when I say this, I realize that there are many people sitting here who have worked hard for their schools, and I'm not minimizing that. But in many ways, and maybe I'm looking at it from my stage in life, I'm maybe on the younger side of those that are here. But when I look at my life, you know, this is what I see. I see that we have many things here that I have not worked for. We have inherited, well, as it says here, houses full of good things, wells that we haven't dug, vineyards and olive trees that we haven't planted. You know, our schools, our churches, we have many blessings that we have received from our fathers, the work that they have done, their faithfulness, work that was done before our time. This morning, what are we doing with this? How do we respond to these blessings? Do they mean to us what they should? You know, the reality is that we as people, when we are handed something that we haven't worked for, we tend to not appreciate the value of that as we should. But when we work for something, when we have a vision for it, when we have a passion for it, you know, there is value to us because of the labor that we have poured in. So, you know, the concern is when we are handed something, when we are handed what we have today, that we do not be careless with it. What is our vision? What is our vision? This morning, what is the value of our Christian school today? And Moses, in his address to the Israelites, you know, he told them in verse 12, he warned them that they beware that they do not forget God. And when you read the book of Deuteronomy, it's basically an address to the children of Israel when Moses was at the end of his life. I believe it starts out in the beginning. The time was the 40th year, the 11th month or something like that. I didn't write it down, but it's in the beginning of Deuteronomy. And then Moses addresses the children of Israel. And then at the end of the book of Deuteronomy, Moses dies. And this is included in what Moses was telling them. And Moses was warning them not to forget God. And, you know, when we think about into the future, after Moses was Joshua, and I'd like to read several verses from Judges chapter 2, verses 6 to 12, and see how well the children of Israel did. And I believe this is something that we need to be aware of, to be diligent in. Judges chapter 2, verses 6 to 12. And when Joshua had let the people go, the children of Israel went every man unto his inheritance to possess the land. So this was now at the end of Joshua's life, and this is a transition between the end of Joshua's life and into a time period following that. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. And they buried him in the border of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the mount of Ephraim, on the north side of the hill of Geash. And also all that generation were gathered unto their fathers, and there arose a generation after them which knew not the Lord, nor yet the works which he had done for Israel. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served Balaam. And they forsook the Lord, God of their fathers, which brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods, of the gods of the people that were round about them, and bound themselves unto them, and provoked the Lord to anger. This is not the end of the story, but this is where I'm going to break off. You know, the people here, they served God as long as Joshua was alive. And they also served God as long as the elders were present that outlived Joshua, that had seen the mighty works of God. But then there arose a generation that didn't know God. Have you ever wondered what happened? Why was there a generation that arose after that that did not know God? You know, when we think about this today in our time, I don't know if I have an answer for that, other than that people haven't changed much, have we? We tend to drift in that direction. You know, when we think of this today, we think of those among us that were instrumental in starting our Christian schools. They had a vision for something better. Something better for their children. They saw the direction that the public system was going and that it wasn't good. You know, this morning, are they still the ones who are maintaining that vision? And when they are gone, what will the story be? Will it be that the next generation didn't have a vision for the Christian school and it went to nothing? You know, if the Christian school goes to nothing, there will be many other things that go with it as well. How well are we doing with what we have been blessed with? I'd like to share one verse of encouragement here yet. Proverbs 4, verse 26. It says, "Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established." This morning, when we consider the path that our feet have taken, you know, when we ponder the path that our feet, we can look back and, you know, I heard an illustration one time about relating to this verse. And, you know, when there's a fresh snowfall, 3 or 4 inches, it's perfect, unblemished. And you walk through that, you can look back and see the path that your feet have taken. You know, this morning, when we look back, when we consider the path that has brought us to here, and I'd like to broaden that out to include previous generations too, you know, we can see that where we are is because of our faithful fathers. We are also where we're at today because of choices that we have made personally. You know, as we ponder the path of our feet, where are we at today? What direction are we going? Where are we going in the future? The last part of this verse says, let all thy ways be established. To me, this gives the idea of us knowing what direction we are going. We have taken the time to consider where we were and how we got to where we are and how we plan to go into the future. We have a clear vision of the direction that we want to go. You know, again, thinking of the trajectory that we are on, when we look back and we look at where we are now, we have, you know, if you put that on a graph, you could have 2 points. And if you line up those 2 points, what direction is the long road, would that point us to? I think we need to have a clear vision of what we would like to see. You know, and as we thinking about our schools, do we have a vision, a passion to see this work continue? Do we really understand the value and how crucial it is in our day to day? The value of being able to shelter our children from the influences of the world. The privilege to include scriptural concepts in our classes. You know, we are blessed in being able to teach Bible classes in our schools. Recently I was visiting our school and we stepped into the grade 7-8 classroom and they were having Bible class. And the lesson that day was, it was on the Lord's Supper. They were just discussing communion. And, you know, I walked away from that. I was tremendously blessed by that. The teaching that we can give to our children. What value do we put on it? I think the value that we put on it will have an impact on how our children view our schools and how much of a value it will have on them. And, you know, I think that is how life is. The scripture teaches us that we need to teach our children as we go through life. And we teach by example. We teach by verbally. This morning, my burden is that we maintain the vision for our schools. And I bless this work here today. I believe that this work is part of promoting our schools and keeping that vision alive. With these thoughts, shall we stand for prayer? Heavenly Father, we bow before you this morning. We thank you again for your blessings to us. Thank you for the privilege that we have to gather together. And God, we thank you for the privilege of freedom in this country that we live, religious freedom, that we can worship you without fear of the authorities. God, we thank you that they have also allowed us to have our own schools and that we can teach our children in this way. God, we pray that this blessing would continue according to your will. I pray that you would go with us and help us to remember the value of the schools, remember the value of this freedom, and to not be distracted by the other things of life, but to maintain a vision and to live in obedience to you. God, I pray that you would bless this day, bless our time together, bless those who have part. Help us to be encouraged and help our vision for our schools and our churches to be strengthened. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.